We have special guests in our studios this morning we want to introduce you to. We're honored to have with us Mike Francine and Eric Jones with the Alabama Revival Tour that's coming to Cherokee County. Gentlemen, welcome in to Weiss Radio.
Thank you, Jerry. It's awesome to be here with you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. We appreciate you getting up early. I'm sure you had to get up for breakfast to get out here.
Just a little bit.
Okay. But thank you for coming and talking with us and sharing about the Revival Tour Crusade that's coming next week.
You know, we're really excited to be here, Jerry. And I've been here, known Eric for about 2.5 years, and came here and spoke in several churches. And everybody we talked to, all the pastors, said, we've been praying for revival for 30 years. We've been praying for revival. I said, well, I think we got covered with enough prayer. It's time to do something about it. And that's really what spawned out this crusade, coming to a neutral ground. This isn't any one denomination. All denominations are open. All religions, we just want everybody to come, because the whole theme of this is bringing hope. God loves you, and he wants to bring hope to your lives, and so we're excited to be part of this.
And Mike, you've done a few of these crusades in a few places.
Yeah, I've been in ministry now for 44 years, and I've been to 104 countries. I've done almost 400 international crusades, and we've done many tent meetings and conferences across this country and Europe and things. So, yeah, we've had a little bit of experience in this.
Absolutely. And Eric, crusades are nothing new to you as well.
Yeah, I've been going overseas now since 1998. Started off going to Peru. Traveled there many times, lived there twice. Traveled all over the country, and then I've had the opportunity to go to other places like Nepal up above India, and, you know, really, you know, the Lord opened my eyes 25 years ago and got a chance to really see the book of Acts come to life, you know. And, you know, I remember one time I was in Peru, and I just, you see the news and stuff, you know, on the internet, and I was talking to this pastor. We were up in Huaraz. They call it the little Switzerland of Peru, and just had such a burden for my own country, because all, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out it's not the same country we lived in, you know, when I was a kid. People are hurting and things are going on, and, you know, people, you know, I found out, you know, probably about 2 or 3 years ago, I came to the realization that, you know, the government's not our answer. Politicians aren't our answer. Nothing wrong with that. We need good government. But, I mean, the hope for this country is the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. And, I mean, I know that from my own personal life. I mean, Jesus, I was so messed up as a kid. You know, Jesus came in. He redeemed my life. And we just want to share that with the people here in this county.
Set your feet on a solid rock and on a straight path.
Amen.
All right. Mike, what do you hope will be garnered through this experience next week?
You nailed it right there, hope. You know, a lot of people, we talk about faith and we talk about miracles and we talk about all these different things and salvation, but it all begins with hope. We can't even get to faith through these things. There's so many people that are hopeless in the world today. And I remember the first time, I'll try to make this brief, and the first time I went to Liberia, I've done three crusades there, but the first time we went, midst of a 6-year civil war, 250,000 people had been slaughtered. The warlords ran that country. And when I arrived, the president of Peru asked me to come to his office, in a, straight from the airport. And he looks at me, he says, what are you doing here? We said, we've deported every foreigner. He said, what are you doing here? I said, I've come to bring a message to this nation. He said, this is a dangerous time. Why are you here? I said, because this nation needs a message of hope. Hope that God loves you. God forgives you. God will save you. God will bring a miracle to your life, whatever it is that you need. He hasn't forgotten you, and so we're bringing hope. And that's what we want to do to this county. There's a lot of people in the church, a lot of great people we've met, but they need hope in different facets and areas of their lives, and a lot of people that don't know Christ. That's our main point. You know, I've seen nearly 20 million people come to Christ in my crusades. My goal is 100 million, but our whole purpose is to bring the love and the salvation of Jesus to this county and bring hope for every area of their life, physical, mental, financial, whatever it is. Hope is the theme of this.
And that is what it's all about. And you need some assistance right now. You're looking for some volunteers.
Absolutely. We need ushers. We're expecting a great crowd. We want to see that parking lot filled. We need ushers, we need counselors, we need security, we need just need a number of people helping us. So, you know, as you mentioned earlier, they can go to our Facebook ad, Alabama Revival Tours, and get involved there, or alabamarevivaltours.org, and contact us, and there's phone numbers and everything there. So, yeah, we really do need a lot of volunteers to help make this thing a great success.
And it's going to be outdoors. Will you have chairs set up for the people?
Yeah, we've got chairs coming in, and also we'd want to invite people if they want to bring their yard chairs, lounge chairs, bring them out, and we got plenty of room out at the Kmart parking lot. I think it's about 9 acres out there. So
absolutely, and so you're going to be set up there on a stage.
We've got a stage set up. We've already and I want to say thank you to Mr. Jay Baggett over at Baggett Trailers on the bypassing center. His business, he's donated some flatbed trailers for us to use as a stage. We're already getting those set up right now, Jerry.
All right. And well, you can't do things without assistance and without help.
Absolutely.
You know, we all need help from time to time, and we appreciate everyone kicking in. But if you'd like to volunteer and be a part of it, what can the volunteers expect?
The volunteers can expect to be used, because we're expecting great turnouts, but we just want them to come with a smile on their face, love in their hearts, and just realize that they're going to, just their smile, a kind word, just an assistance could really make a big difference in people's lives. And so there's going to be training before the first night of the crusade, if they can be there like 5 o'clock. And again, it's June 20th through the 23rd. And I also have to do this. I've got to put a plug in for WEIS Radio. Because they're going to be there broadcasting this live all four nights, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't come, because you need to be there. But this station and Jerry, you and your people have been so kind and generous to us with the advertising this crusade and getting the word out and broadcasting it. So we just need the volunteers to come in and help us, because we can't seat everybody, we can't pray for everybody, we can't do everything, just Eric and I, but we've got some great churches involved, so just come expecting a miracle.
And we shall see God move during this crusade. Now, I've never been to a crusade where there's thousands of people, and you've seen hundreds of thousands of people in crusades. Give us the atmosphere. What can we expect a little bit? And I know everyone's got to be different, and yeah, different countries, different communities, and things like this. But what can we expect?
I love the way you set me up, Jerry. You talk about hope. You talk about expect and expectation. I was sharing just a moment ago about the first time I went to Liberia, and the miracles that were there. It was amazing. Over 100,000 people in that crusade accepted Jesus. Wow. Received Jesus, changed their lives. They're in the midst of 6-year civil war, 95% unemployment, devastated. They had no hope. We go there with a message of hope. We had to do the crusade actually in the afternoon, because they had a shoot to kill curfew. Anybody on the streets after 4 p.m. shoot to kill. We had to be off the street, be done by 3, so they could be off the streets. But in that crusade, the miracles were many. They were mighty. They were powerful. And I went back a year later, because the president kept calling and asked me to come back. I went back a year later, and because we had over 100,000 people in the stadium, people standing buildings outside the stadium, miracles that happen every night, just amazing, and the salvations poured out across that place, hope and life came. And so when I came the second time to Liberia, the television, newspaper, radio, all the press met me at the airport, and this is what they asked me: what can we expect from Mike Francine this time? And I said, that's easy. I said, if you come expecting anything from Mike Francine, you'll go home very disappointed. But if you'll come expecting a miracle from Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come expecting a miracle, that's what can they expect? What does your faith say? What does your heart say? What does you need in your life? Salvation, miracles. What is it you need? That's what you can come expecting, because God's word, he says, Jesus Christ, in Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
So if I understand you right, people that are needing a positive change in their lives, this could be the time for it.
Absolutely. Jerry, I'd like to tell a story about, we lived in Peru, and the Andes Mountains are down there. They're pretty rugged mountains. It wasn't nothing for us to be up 12,000, 13,000 feet elevation. And, for a long time, the country of Peru, they really struggled, and they had a severe problem both with inflation and terrorism at one time, especially when we first got there. And we went up to this mountain city to do a crusade called Ayacucho. And in Ayacucho is where terrorism started in Peru back in the 80s. It was called El Sendero Luminoso. It was the Shining Path. And in 10 years' time in this one city in Ayacucho, they murdered over 100,000 people up there.
Wow.
Brutal. And, you know, the people we were helping had been there for 17 years. They had never been to Ayacucho because it was a terrorist zone. The government wouldn't let you go there, and you couldn't go there anyway because the terrorists blew the roads up going up in the mountains. So we got up there, and we're doing a crusade, and we were in an old movie theater at night where we were doing the crusade at. And, you know, after we'd preach the message, and we'd tell people, you know, if you want to come down front, we want to pray for you because, you know, Jesus wants to heal you. And so people came down front, and we had a healing line, and we prayed for everybody. And then after that, we take testimonies, and we're taking the first testimony or two. And then this lady came up with her little boy. He's probably 8 years old. And she's just crying her eyes out. I mean, she's crying so hard she can't hardly even stand there. And we went to her next, and we said, well, what happened to you? And she said, well, my little boy's 8 years old. And she said 2 years ago when he was six, he had a tumor come up on the side of his face. It was as big as your fist. And she said, so I took him to the doctor, and they said, well, you need to take him to the doctor in Lima, which was about a 24-hour bus ride. So she said, I took him to Lima, and they checked the tumor, and they said, well, it's benign. You don't have to worry about that. And we said, we could take the tumor off right now, but if we do, he's still growing. It's going to scar his face really bad. So what we want you to do is take him back to us when he's 12 years old, and we'll take it off then. She said, that was 2 years ago. She said, so I saw the flyers for your meeting and stuff, and I brought him tonight to be prayed for. And when we got here, I brought him down front when it got time to be prayed for, and y'all laid hands on him, prayed for him, and I looked at him, and she said nothing had happened. So we just walked back to our seat, and she said, when we got back to the road where we were sitting at, to go down the road to sit down, I looked at his face, and the tumor was gone.
Wow.
It totally disappeared. And she said, she's up there, she's crying so hard. I mean, and she said, look, it's gone. And we stopped the testimony right there, and we said, if you'd like to receive the same Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as the same Jesus that healed this little boy, come down front. And I promise you, I've never seen this before, Jerry. There were probably about 300 people there that night, and I would say 250 of them, they jumped up on their feet when we said that, and they didn't just walk down to the front. They almost ran over the top of each other coming down front to give their heart to the Lord. And then the next night, the lady came back with a little boy, and she brought the x-rays. She brought the x-rays from before when the tumor was there, and they took x-rays that day and showing it was gone. And when the meeting was over, I mean, these young kids, I mean, they'd been through so much with all this terrorism and stuff going on for 17 years. These young teenage kids, they came up to me and my wife, and they were crying their eyes out, and they begged us to stay there and start a church. I mean, we couldn't do it. It was heartbreaking, you know.
But it was a wonderful time to be there to assist them, but you couldn't stay.
Exactly.
I understand. Well, next week's going to be exciting. Again, that's going to be on June the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd. It starts at 7 o'clock, services 7 o'clock each night. And people that are coming, have any expectation on the times that it'll run from 7 until?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 20th, 21st, 22nd, it starts at 7. And we should be done about 9:30. We don't want to keep people too long. And then Sunday, we're actually starting at 5 o'clock. And we'll be done about 7:30, 8 o'clock. But if you hurt, if you maybe your conscience is ridden with guilt, you think you've done so wrong, and there's just no hope, you feel there's no hope for your eternal soul, come, you're going to receive hope. If your marriage, if your family has been destroyed, come, there's going to be hope. If there's addiction with your kids or with family members, come, we're going to bring hope. And God's going to do miracles and restoring families and restoring finances, restoring sick bodies. And so we just want you to come expecting to receive something from God. And so we're just excited to be here. It starts 1 week from tomorrow. And so we're just excited, Jerry, and thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure. Let me ask you, gentlemen, this before I let you go, is what if it's just some curiosity seekers that says, well, I've heard about these things in the past. I'm not sure. What would you say, Mike?
Those are the people we love to come the most. You know, people We've had some people say, oh, you know, miracles. No, I don't, can't believe in that. A miracle settles the issue. It's the name of one of my books. Come, and when you see the miracles, when you see people's lives being restored, when you see sick bodies actually getting healed, when you see families come and restore, when you see people delivered off of drugs, your curiosity is going to be satisfied.
All right. Eric?
Yeah, yeah, we want to encourage you to come out, too. I mean, we've got a gentleman, James Page. He's a pastor out in Oklahoma. He's bringing from Oklahoma about $15,000 worth of groceries that we're going to give away to needy families at the end of the service each night. So, and I was talking to Pastor Don that pastors the Cowboy Church up on top of Lookout Mountain, and he said, you know, Eric, you don't realize this, but in Cherokee County, 70% of the children in the schools are on the free lunch program here.
Wow.
And he said that's brought up by the schools and center, but the schools on the outlying areas like Galesville and Spring Garden, he said most of those kids, about 100%, are on free lunch program. And there's a lot of struggling people here, and we just want to be a blessing to the county. So
you're going to distribute food each night to needy family folks that are in need after the service, right?
As long as it lasts.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And still need volunteers.
Absolutely.
Eric, let's give them that number again if they want to call to volunteer.
Yeah, you can call me on my personal cell phone. It's 205-567-7137.
Mike, you or Eric, either one, you want anything you want to leave with our people before we cut away?
Come expecting to receive something from God. This isn't about a man. It's not about a church. It's not about a denomination. It's about hope in Jesus Christ and what he can do for your life.
If you want to be revived, you've got to, like if you're cold and you want to be warmed, you've got to come to the fire. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So come to the fire next week on stage. And these gentlemen are just missionaries from God to bring the hope and salvation to the area. And of course, if you want to receive that, come out to the crusade Thursday through Sunday at the Kmart parking lot. We look forward to being there with you. We're going to be broadcasting live each night, as Mike said. We'll be bringing that, but don't let that keep you away. That's for the people that can't come and want to be a part of it. So we hope to see you there. Mike, Eric, thank you so very much for coming in and being with us this morning and sharing.
Thank you so much, Jerry.